Love Kalayama. Or Nadir Kofesh. What Bala's Kofesh is. Scrub. Question of coming the head, coming off the head like scrubbing. Right? A push of shot. At the Rashi, not Membe. Kofesh, Russian Megare. Scratch. But Tarsus, the Bakana says, in the Rashi, that it means to wash. Right? Isha Lostach of Bechamin. Lostach of the Son and Rashi. To wash, they say. Dam Terechit means to comb. The whole thing goes on in the Rashi means to comb. But Tarsus, the Bakana says, in the Rashi, and it means to wash. Right? Isha lo sach of vechamin. Lo sach of the son and rabbi. It's to wash, they say. Dam terechit, terechit means to comb. The whole thing goes on in the answer means to comb. Yishami says, neither call fepes v'sorekes. We saw that before. So it's called Yishami. That the impression is not enough just to comb. You need what? You need first to wash the hair, and then to comb. According to Rashi, who says it means comb, means to comb. Presumably, the reference is an explanation of Kofet, the Reis Harav says. Rashi's nazir says Kofet means Megare. He's saying about washing. Wedding, why not? So according to that, what do you do with the called Fepas and Sorekas of the Rishon, it's only one explains the other, but it's a retired explain. It's cut the test. The Mayas need both, washing and combing, it's all included in the Hakadah of Ezra, as the Rishon says. You have to wash before the combing. Because combing without washing, without a previous washing, is nothing. So the Pope can say. When we talk about the Quran tells us the sheet deep kachari is only the rosh. I mean, only the rosh, literally, or any makom seir amachuna. We spoke about it yesterday. I'm not the different makom the kinusa seir shabagut. So the priest says it's only the head, because the hairs are long and they get stuck together. Our most pasuk disagree. They say it's all seir agut. That the Ramban is born out of that mashma that way. In any event, I mean, it's like Rashi to wash the whole body. It doesn't really matter that much. But the Pesukim say that this is impossible. She simply does not have anywhere to wash her whole body. No bath and no shower. She only has a sink. And she's limited amount of water, let's say. Only enough to wash her hair. But the Pesukim say she need not postpone the tefillah. As long as she can wash her hair without water, maybe with cold water, as I said earlier. As long as she can wash her hair, she can go to the mikveh. So the washing of the entire body is a minute. Minute not, not make it right. For most purposes, some disagree. What's the reason for our minute to wash the entire body? It's a machlok. Tosin says shot, we're afraid maybe Rashi's right. Huh? Rashi's right, and we don't want to go against Rashi. The Ran says shot, because you have to do Pazikas Kalaguf. You have to do Pazikas Kalaguf for sure. The nozzle there called prior to the bedikas. Or the sort of a zeh of Mishabaka Maseya Shabbat. But not that we're not that we're worried about Rashi. But then the Tana say for Yashi says the reason they did the Khafina Bukhalakup is in case she'll find the Khatita on the body later on, she would not have to go again. That's what Micha said before. That's all he saw in Asugi. In other words, if she didn't wash the whole body, she'd say, alright, don't really have to. The reason why they do it is this way, in case she finds the Khatita later on, she wants to go again, because she'll be told that it came out of the afterwards. The big answer before, what's the Gemara talking about? He's told her coming afterwards, if the Khafi is only by the Rosh Hashayed, because he's going to the Rashi, couldn't tell us what's going on the head. But the Tosha not that way. The answer is, well, yeah, you're going to Rashi. But if she should happen to have washed the entire body, even if it's not an absolute requirement, but if she did it, and then she found a Khafi later on, she can be told that that's Khafi, which is son of love. That's the reason for the minute, it's called the time in the same for Yosha. In the Tziv, says Pshat in the Rechitza, as we saw, you may have seen it in the Bar Yashulchan, we possibly don't have to have another woman to check you out in a place where you can't see. People on your back, you can't see. How do you know if there's no chassita there? So the Bnei Ashulchan bought it. If you did it, if you wash, that's the B'mokom, B'mokom, B'diket Acher. But the Tiv said in Hamid Shela, Tadi Rav, Tadi Gimel, that's the whole reason for the Minig of Rechit. You should have to come on to somebody else's inspection. We had a total of four Pshat in our Minig, right? Paul said it because we don't know where about Rashi. Right? Rav said because it's the song B'dika. Or the Rav said different Pshat. Maybe because it's a Gzeir Shemakam Aseya. And then the Tam says in order to came to Chassid later on, it can be told that. And then the Tiv says, so you shouldn't have to have someone else to look when she cannot see. Actually, five reasons for the Minig Hanosh, given by the Mephoshim. As a matter of fact, the Taz, the Tzvandal seems to say, that in a place where she cannot see, she must actually either feel with her hand, she must feel with her hand. And she's just not that a friend has to watch, she's feeling is enough. The Tzim would say no. Either you have to wash, or you have to so check. The Taz is not just a feeling. That's a machlokes in the Halacha. Yes? No, this is the old no. It's going to be an amatzis. Okay, I'm gonna walk around the whole day with a tie, way off. In the morning, happens to me sometimes. In the morning, I have to sleep. The tie was crooked. Then was on right. I didn't know about it until tonight. So, the amatzis. I didn't know about it. I had to fool myself the whole day. I need more amatzis. Because you don't know about it, I mean, you don't say, well, you don't know what hurts you. If you find out, it'll hurt you. If you don't find out, if you wouldn't find out, it would hurt you. That's also the mark. All right. What is it that we said before, the Shulchan Aruch says, Iyan Aguf Tvar Torah? We just read it, though. What does that mean? Iyan Aguf Tvar Torah. What does that mean? The Gemara said it's the right, not the Kam. He uses the right. What does that mean? That means here we have the Kasha. Look, what Makvid is the right? No. Ruba Makvid. What do you mean here? I look around, I see that I'm not covered from head to toe. That obviously there's no role with me as covered. So what kind of ear is the right? How can Ian be the right if the worst scenario of everything in the world that I can't see is covered still under our body? What do you mean is the right? Do you used to say in a Kanami? It's a very knappy ear. Yes, it's a win. Open your eyes. Did you finish the ears all right? Huh? Oh. Let's just say, like the Gaoni. Who would have been able to go to this? Oh, the Sheikha that was. The Sayer is just an answer. Yeah, but the Pashma, Ian Aguf would write Torah, the Shimon Afsa. Ian Aguf would write Torah. As opposed to the Rosh. You see, the name is the Pchetz. Like Malcolm Sayer, this is a different thing. Yin a goof with Vartor. Well, yin a bishar goof is no good. What do you mean that's Vartor? I guess you should open your eyes. You're not covered from head to toe with what? Another thing, so it's very strange. It's again Sayer. Oh, but he means goof, he means the finger, he means the toe. Ah, that loves him. Yeah. What? How can that be? That's the best cash. I'm not saying it's wrong. How can it be the rice? How can it be the rice? The minute you look at yourself, you see that the majority is not covered with feet. So the rice can go right in. Like I said, you're looking at the rice. Maybe right here, not that. The Rosh wanted to prove that Rashi was wrong from Al Gemara. Al Gemara says, La'olam yilumad adam b'sof beso, yilamam b'sof beso, te'isha madicha beis k'matea b'mai. So the Rosh says, the very end, the last page in the Rosh, you'll see the last few lines. Proves from that Gemara that only beis k'matea. But Shah Makama Saguf, It's not required of a mayim. The raya to Rabbeinu Tam and the raya against Rashi. Why? What's so special about Kamatne? Because it's Rosal to have another Achote there, because you know it's a cramp, it's a squeeze. How did Rashi learn? Yeah.
That was only
for a halakha going to be a smayim. Oh, the Rashi says, I feel like as Rashi will say. The Kiddush is that even though you only be a smayim, you need Rosh to be a smayim. So the Rosh thought of it too. The last line, Rosh did. That should have said, it should have said, I feel like Kamatel. Nope, that's not a tremendous deal anymore. So Rashi will say, it means Kamatel. It means Afilu Kamatel. Afilu Kamatel. The rest is obvious. Truth is the matter of Sidrei Tarsus, the Lashon of Gemara is very powerful. All these Lama, all them are so based on, they're going to put the heroes. Huh? Not really the Ikra did. Sidrei Tarsus, that's the Kod Chafei. There's no real absolute key to do a Bedikah there. Get the Shulchan Aruch. This brings you to your attention, this is a complicated business over here. What is Chafifa, exactly what is the requirement of Torah, what's the Rabbana? This is a little bit of a complex matter. Go. Now we can clarify what Hafifa is. We can discuss a little bit more about the Gemara, which we glossed over quickly before. The Gemara is a very complicated problem. Woman did a Hafifa, she did a Tzvila, and she finds something on her afterwards. The question is, when did this thing come on her body? Before the Tzvila or after the Tzvila? That's the major issue. If it's before, then the Tzvila is no good. If it's after, the Tzvila is good. What do you do? So the Gemara says, has two lashons. According to the first lashon, it depends upon whether it's tzamach or chafifa tavla. And the second lashon is in also yom tavla. Ika benayu, the Gemara says, tzamach or chafifa tvila. It's tzitzis, a little tiny one. Ika benayu, tzamach or chafifa tvila. Lo mari hacha midi v'hatzrocha tzamach or chafifa tvila. The next sugya, remember that? The sugya there, Shabbat, about the Shabbat, etc. No. El inyan litlos achara tvila, I'm in tzalad of rachot tzitzkoma. The pligim tzarach linyan zeh tzamach aviv tzvila. I'm not telling you enough to mean it, but he needs tzamach aviv tzvila chatchila. Question is, but the Eved, we found a chatzita that we stayed, are we toiler, if it's not tzamach? That's a tosfos of pshat. The truth of the matter is, the Raya and the Balamor both say, if I care. No. Ika v'nayu tzamach aviv tzvila, whether you require the chafif or tzamach aviv tzvila or not. Rashi, can you tell from Rashi that way, yeah? Let's see. He's right. Well, not perfectly. I mean, this is kind of be'ina and some of the chayyim tefillah. I can say me be'ina and kedei litlos. That's the one I'll tell you. Okay, Rashi is a little bit more noted like the other Shavishos. But the Raya and the Balamos is the fairish. But here comes the most intriguing question. I said something before which is questionable. I said before, the shaila's over here in the sugya, whether you're going to, she has to go to the mikvah again or not. This is the tefillah is good or not. But that's the Rambam says not that way. Look at the Gemara, it's not at all, but it's very tricky. What's left of the Gemara? Im tavla the chafifa tzvi tavla, ein a tzvich halacha for litbo. Yilav, tzvich halacha for litbo. What does it mean? Ein a tzvich halacha for litbo. Very ambiguous statement. Very ambiguous statement. The Rambam means, sure, you don't have to do chafifa tzvila, but you got to do tzvila. Right. And it's a halacha for litvo. You have to start chafifa all over again. But tzvila, how do you have to do? Speka l'chumra, kaskas isser. Rav has got to stop it.
And even in Lashon Gemara, the Einat Tzricha Lachov, Allah should have said, what should it say? Einat Tzricha Lispol. What kind of Lachov? Let's say Agav Reisha. Lachov, okay. It's not discussing now whether the tefillah is kosher or not. I want to know if you did a chafifa and immediately did tefillah a minute later, then you find a chafifa afterwards. The suffix, when it came, before or after? The suffix, which way do you go? I'm going to chum as far as the tefillah is concerned. Why? Because zum is tzveikah der abadah b'bakam chas kazisim. I think that's what the Quran is saying. Oh, what's the matter? Chafifa, what's that? Hold on. The Rambam. Because she can go again. The whole shaila there for the Gemara is the do you require chafifa or not? Take a look at the Bali Ashul Kuf Kav Gimel. He explains, "Do any tzricha lazav v'lachol v'du tzricha." Pirush, "Shachilu kanema b'gemara et chafifa ba'ona achas ol imat tzvila l'chafifa ona acheres mitzparis v'idat ha'rama l'nei chovet ha'chafifa ashniya shemaya ba'ona acheres tzricha lazav v'lachol v'mikayim ashen in his teres kol kach l'shmer ha'chafifa l'avish ar ba'ona ha'chafifa. The Retara, though, he calls it a different understanding of the Rambam. I think the Beirut is such a posh of Shah, the Bayer Shulchan. The Valdik of Shah. He calls in the Beirut long Marach over here. 50 lines, huh? Is it? Oh, I mean, close. Elul Shazu, he says, I am Ashkosa Bifnim, the Var Shizu the Rambam, who was in Retara, Beir Shitosa Bishnei Alpana Macheri. The Zelda Shoda. So, I'm going to ask the Rambam, that when you have to say no element and kind of Ezra and Kilu, in Hoya Tunnel Hafifa, of also Yavin is either Khlishna. Mashiach came with Tvila the right of Kalo, Elo the Olam to read Torah to Vila Ter. Oh, yes, Loma. The Bishop of Linyan Tvila is like Elo Chat Tvaka, Shema Yadam Rafa to him to our house called Tvila alone, O Lobo the Elo Hafa Tvila, who was taken after Rila Tvila Tvila Ter. I mean, Hafifa, Tvila Hafifa, Tvila Hafifa, who spec Tvaka.
Perush, according to the first shot, you'll have to have what, at least what? An Iyud chain. Always watch the Pazim Chafifa, because they're Rabbanim. Iyud is the Rav Torah. need the diavad in the act. For the second shot, Svek Sveka, you could argue maybe he's put it from Ian also from the Svek Sveka. The Lashon is Mashma, no. Ian Yachai even according to the second Lashon. And he says, what do you need all this for? What do you need his reasons? The Pater from Chafifa, either because what? Because of Svek Sveka or why? Or because of the Rabbana? When we came in the Chazina and Shim Chafa Ba'on, which is the Fnei Tzvilasa, Tzvicha Lof of Shedet, Lof Petranua, Mechafifa, Lof Shechafa, Ba'ot Ona, but talk about the time of the also on the terrace just to be chafif basa. Look at the Rashman around the Balamor say. According to their shita, right? That's against the Rambam. After the photo of Mitzvila Mahari had to tell the world owner. Gam the Rambam the full shita delay. The photo of Mitzvila with the Mahari had to tell the world owner. The first Gam Kein Hachi. After Chashinon, Shabbo, Chatzitz Allah, Kodam, Tzvila, El Choshim, Shabbo, Lea, Ol Chatzitz, Acheret. It says, that's Lavush. Because the Pashas, you have to come on to the fancy interpretation of the Sidre Tara. Alright? That's what he says. Okay. So all this is in Shitas Haramba. Shitas Haramba. However, most other Rishonim argue with the Rambam, and they say that if the Chafifa and the Tefillah were the same owner or Samuch, not only do you not need Chafifa, you don't even need the Tefillah. When the Gemara says, Eina Tzricha Lacha V'Litvo, what do I mean? Eina Tzricha Lacha V'Eina Tzricha Litvo. It's very ambiguous, what do you mean by that? So that's how the other Rishonim say. How can it be? We saw just a minute ago. And the by the Shulchan quotes back at the beginning of Kuf Yud Gimel. But the reason is, we assume in that particular time period, she's more careful. That's the reason she's given. She's more careful. She's more careful in that particular time period. How's that interesting? Yeah. Wouldn't you say, of course, the illogical possibility, follow the majority. What's the majority? Majority of time. Figure it out. Look, she went to the 3 points of time. Chafifa, the Tzvila, and the Metziah Tachatzitza. I would say, split the amount to some total amount of the two. And say, if the majority of the time elapsed between the Chafifa and the Tzvila, should be no good. Chances are it came there. If the majority of the time between the Tzvila and the Metziah Tachatzitza, then you have to say you should go the Kula. Probably came there. So the Bar Yeshua takes pains to point out that no one holds this way. Which way is the Chazak? Oh, you see, that's the problem. See, if you got it. Another good question. If, assuming that Micha is correct, as an absolute assumption, she did a good job in Chafifa, but there was nothing there at that time, look always to Tala Chazak. The rule is first rule of Chazak, but now the Chazak will say that was the status quo, which was, is, but also the status quo that was and is no longer, was as long as you could possibly make it to be. Does that sound crazy to sentence? You're not talking about it. That's the Gemara cool, you know, I'm going to tell you. So, just now change. Ashta Nishtana, right? So that's Micha's cash. Should we make it all the time? But the answer to would be we said earlier, she's not careful. After that summer passed, presumably. Not careful, all the Chazakas fall. Yeah, of course the problem is, it says also Shavan Aruch and Poskei, that what happens if she checked herself right before the tefillah? Kuf Tezayin, he says, she checked herself right before the tefillah, it's still not good. All parts are possible, they're a little racist. But the shach and the run, all of the machabah seem to be making.
שאפילו אינו הבוקע עצי סמלו בתפילה זה ולמות הכלום, כל שחוב המון האחר הצליח ללכת לדבו. וחשינו שם לא אינו יופי. הוא כבר היתר עליו ועליה חצית את כל התפילה זה ולא הרגיש בו. וואו. That's a tremendous chumra. But they have to also check. So the Sidre Tara says, the Mechaber's Lashon is not mashma that way. Where's that Mechaber's Lashon? This time he doesn't mention anything. Sidre Tara, the cotton top ten points out the Mechaber is not mash for that one. He's put over here, it's a unit. This is cotton resh, also resh. Supposed to be that Kamina Lamais, there's another sniff Lahokil. She did it even right away, which is very likely. She did it even right before the Tevila, maybe that would be good. Sniff. There's a lot of shadows coming up, Prutim. So keep this in mind, the Sniff Lahakel, the Sidre Taz Kazam Machabashita, so she did a Bedika right before the Adiyun, right before the Tevila, this whole thing doesn't apply. You always know the food. A sniff. Yeah. Now, Lamaita, the two Lashonos in the Gemara. How do we pass it? Two Lashonos in the Gemara, depend upon Samach versus not Samach, or depend upon owner also own. Also own. Oh. Before we get to that, something else that I want to forget. Kuf Yud Ches, everybody is sure. Tzricha Lachu Filitbo. Why do the Chafif again? She already did a Chafif. That's the point. The Gemara Amar was there in page Kuf Yud Ches, on page Kuf Yud Ches, I like that. So the he said like this. The Gemara Amar was there. Shetzricha Gamkin Lachav Chafif Shniyah Konam Tfilasa. The name of it Tam Shonim was there. Tam Rishon became a Shetzricha Litzol Shenis of Chafif Pasa Rishon Elohis of Onazu. The Meir Shetzricha He Lachav Shenis of Olish Shechav Chav Beyam Verot Litzol Belayla. Shetzricha Lachav Lachav Onas Hatzila Kanaf. This is called Lachav Chet. Well, if you have Tam Azeh Ein Nechvazeh El Vim Lachatchila, we know that, right? That's all in Lachatchila. The way I saw this a long time ago. We discussed in the whole Tarashi the Shiltis. Yeah, but the Yavid is okay. And now coming in for Erev Shabbos. But very often it comes up with Shabbos. That's when all the problems come up. Friday night, she saw such a scum as a Chatifa. She can't let a Chatifa. So it'll be okay. You'll lie on the previous ones if you have. Tam Shani Vidin Zed. Okay, when she didn't tell the Chatifa, Pulsum and Tzila Sarishonim, if she should have the Chatifa, because if you lost her, she'll be died off. Hare kamoke and efshe shabal le ol kadit zal sar ve kal kha vi fosa. Ga tsu ikh lokh me kadosh. Vu si tam ze yesh ze shab paslus. Af de yevet. Shel titba bla kha fi me kharash it mituvala ze kitavala bla kha fi klav. Kaim she nefsa la kha fi fosa ve shan lokh vat filasa. Kaim be shabes o tu khalit po. Wow. Another as a big kiddush. Who said it? Is the Sidre Tara? Again. Then the third reason even more wild. What's the third reason? So when she went into the water, so as soon as the victim was cold, so the water was the cold water, it tangled her hair. That's unbelievable. How did she slug it up? How did she slug it up? If that's the case, he says, all tefillah should be no good. Right? Did you say that? All tefillah should be no good. Why? All tefillah in cold water should be correct, sorry. All tefillah in cold water should be no good. And according to one day, tefillah b'chamin, b'ika, all tefillah in hot water, it's going to be impossible to go to the mikvah. Cholah day. Yeah. Why should be no good? Explain, because she goes to the mikvah, so the mokom knis haseir, the beis ha'erva, for example, that's going to become the stabet the minute she touches the water. By the time the whole body gets into the water, it's already too late. It's already sibuch hasar. Based on this, he sort of doesn't like this reason. He business reasons?
Frish.
That's a very schwer reason. Of course, the mice and also have a cloth of hot. So they don't have to mean for a lake, a cold mix, or whatever. So who's right? The third reason is sort of this color. Which of the first two reasons is correct? He says, well, it depends. The chol, which we might do it again. The Shabbos, you can be made. You'll see the first reason is the correct reason. Do an iyud. All right, do an iyud. That's the essence of eight, of course. That's his psak. Okay. Good. Yeah, that's what I just told you now is the Chokmas Adam's Kasha. I thought it was the original. Found the Biur, the Ramatzel, Tvila, that Kasha, but the minute she goes in, the Chokmas Adam has the Kasha. Okay. Now, we said before the 2 days of the Gemara depend upon Sabbath, or depend upon Ba'osa Ona. Okay? How does what does Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch says, "Ba'olsa Ona." Right. All depends upon Ba'olsa Ona. Fairish. In B'toch Ona Shachafat Tavla, Eino Tzvichot Tzvila Cheres. La Tzvichot Tzvila Cheres. Of course, it makes matters worse when the problem is worse, namely Friday night. This Friday night, by definition. The Chafim is always going to be what? Always going to be by Yom, and it's going to be by Laila. So you're going to, just when you need it, that's when you get to, of course, things go wrong the most. That's what can you do? Can't help. But he quotes over here in Kuf Yuzayin, Machlokas HaRishonim about this point. The Poskim will argue and say, no, it's not a function of Ona, it's a function of what? Of some of Zelot. 2 days in the Gemara. The Machlokas HaRishon. How do we go? So sure enough, Yesh Lahat Mekashter Shittes. Okay. Let me make it if it's also on and some of those there. Gemaldik. What say some of those there? What's the Shir Smichus? That's the Biurim. The Brahmas called Tzrich. What's called some? Yeah. He says, Yesh liras mal shira smichus is it. Yesh sevi ram kabbala biyadu gimel shavs. It's a sharp post in the hold of it. What do they hold? The first is that some of us mamish. Then some of us mean mamish. How can some of us mean mamish? That's the difference in Yom and Lali, he points out. I mean, Yom to Lali is not mamish. But a shmosh not to be named. So, Ulai, he said, I think it's correct. Ulai kosh lo yisicha taita mag mitzvilas aliyot asekas dvaram acherim in time koshiv samuch. As the chinuch says, that the chavim samuch mitzvilas ashlot is atik dvaram acherim in time. The nearest it seems to be the same thing. I think it's right. 3 hours. It's supposed to be 3 hours. Oh, okay. Yeah. So this is the din halacha l'maisa. This is the din l'maisa. Yeah. Now, two more points. One is, the Shulchan Aruch has a glaring omission. What's the omission? Huh? The glaring omission in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, if it's also Ona, and a Tzricha Tzvila Acheres. V'ilav, Tzricha Tzvila Acheres. What's missing? Hafifa, Pilei Ploya. So the Baal HaShulchan had to us, hey, we'll be Gemara, Amar B'zeh, Tzricha Gamalok, Amkei Lachov, Hafifa Shniyah. Good morning.
Where was the Mechaber? How can the Mechaber didn't say Shvich Alokha Chalitva? Pilei Kloi Mamish. Ora. Ora. It's a raya to the first reason which the Bereya Shulchan mentioned. He mentioned three reasons. Remember the third one, that as soon as she walks in into the cold water, entangled. That's Nitzke, Okema. Then the middle reason was what? The first reason is, Pasha is a different owner. You have to have a different new Chafib or the Chatzchila. From the fact that the Mechaber didn't mention anything, indicates that what? That he holds up the first reason. You know, the truth of the matter is, though, it still bothers me. It's still Shver. He should have, because why is it still Shver? Because we pass in ordinarily, you can do a Chafifa by day. I mean, it's good, not necessarily, we do it all the time. So, the Shulchan still should have gone out of his way to say, Tzvich Halacha V'litvo. No? Shouldn't he have said it? No, but you very often, if any little mash is nothing, you do chafifa by day and it's tefillah by night. The Mechaber said it like Rashi. He says, right, he says like this, Shabbat Chak, Tzav Gimel, Tzvich Halacha Bayom, So you call Alasos. And the Pesukim say, if she already did it, she did not for the ever, she did it already. So it's not, I wouldn't know automatically I have to do it again over here. I wouldn't know it. Even the Chatzilah wouldn't know it automatically. It's a little bit Shver. I wanted to say a Chiddush Gadol. First Chiddush I want to say is that this is right to the first chapter of the Bnei Yeshuv. The fact that the Mechaber left out is glaring omission. Glaring omission. So then, perhaps we can go further. Maybe he holds that you don't have to do a new chafif. I have to get to the Ferish of Gemara, Mamish, off of the Gemara. We just read the Ferish of Gemara. Tzricha Lacha Falitvo. Maybe it's like this. Listen carefully. The Shulchan Aruch paskin like the sheet of Os Ona versus Ona Acheres. Correct? You still have to be mad. Tzvich Halitvo. Was it Tzamach or was it not Tzamach? Didn't say, right? I mean, even Tzamach. Right? He says Mach, even Tzamach. Correct? Oh. Maybe the din is that if it's summer, there's no need for a new chafif. Look carefully in the Gemara. Look in the Gemara. It's a little bit tricky here, but listen. After all, let's look at the Gemara. Gemara says the first lashon is summer. The second lashon is summer chafifa tavlein tzvich alach of litvo. Lav tzvich alach of litvo. Ika the army in also yom shukafa tavla and tzvich alach of litvo. Vim lav tzvich alach of litvo. My benayu ke benayu the mitzvah chafif the chafif tzvil the meif chafiyah mama. For the mitzvah of Balelia. Let me get it like this. If it's Samoch, you don't need a Nuchafi. You don't need it. Because the din of the Nuchatchila, the Nuchafi, is depending upon Samoch. Even though the din Tliya B'Diyeved will depend upon also Od. After all, Tosa said it's not Havah Atayah. It's two separate inyanim. The Nuchatchila is one din, And b'di'evet is another din. Maybe as long as you do it l'chatchila samach, it's okay. Even though it's supposed to own. I think Gemara said the Farish tricha lachu. No. You could say that maybe the Mechaber held like the Balamor. This Ike Benayel, some lechafim and tefillah, the same shayla later on. Whether you need lechatchila, some lechafim and tefillah, or but also owner, that's all shayla. So each day according to its own day, said you have to have a new chafif. The day which held that it's talking about two different time zones, said you have to have a new chafif because it's a new time zone. And the day that held, you need a new chafif because you're not told that. Because it's not summer, hold in a new chafi because it's not summer. But we split the psak, perhaps. We'll hold that as far as Taliyah the Machaba holds the function of what? Of also owner. That's what it says in Farish. Right? Also owner. But, that's as far as Taliyah the evidence is concerned. But as far as requiring new chafi for the chatchila, perhaps we can say that if it's summer, you don't need a new chafi. If this shot is correct, it's a big kiddush. If this shot is correct, then we could be asked the Mechaber Shita. But maybe he holds that you would not require a chafis. As he says, Shazu, Tzvicha Tzvila Cheres. But if it's summer, you wouldn't need a chafis. Perhaps. So it's an interesting thought. I have to work out the sugya to see if it's possible to say something. Remind me tomorrow. I'm going to tell you a story today. Mamash a story with a very dramatic story with Mamash such a shayla like this. A woman who went to the mikvah, came back and found something. It was a Friday night, and it was in a situation with Shabbos Kach. It was a basis story. So remind me to do that tomorrow. I'll start off with this story. About a situation where there was a chafifa and there was a tefila, and subsequently a chafifa was found. And the question was the chafifa there before the tefila or after the tefila? So the difference, if the chafifa is close enough to the tefila, then we have makil, and it's too far, then a mach. The question is, what do you mean too far and too close? So we spoke about that yesterday. Is it measured by rigid time slots, day and night, etc.? Or is it measured by summer? Summer means 3 hours. That means as long a period of time as there's no eskadas. As we saw yesterday, the Urim explained, the Iri explained, and others. Just before I tell them, get involved in the preliminaries of the story, I just told the Baruch before, but I mentioned yesterday that the Taisi says in the bottom, Lo Mariah Hamidi Vatsurama Sama Khafiva Tzvila. The Al Gemara has nothing to do whatsoever with the Gemara in the next half, which talks about what you need the Chatchila. I mentioned that the Shitas of other Rishonim is that there is a connection. Shita is Rashi's Mashallah. I mentioned, I dropped the name of the rival in the Balamor. So I think I saw that one of the Achronim, I think it's a mistake. It's not quite accurate. The rival can say exactly that way. So these two Lashonis are exactly the same two Lashonis later on. Whatever you fulfill is in the chatchila, then with the evidence, if you find a chatzit, you can be told of the hakim. And whatever not. That's what the rabbis used to say. But the Balamor, upon further examination, seems to say exactly the reverse. By inference. The Balamor says, keeps making this kind of inference over and over again. He says, the nimsa le davachotze, etc., etc. So he keeps saying, time the nimsa le davachotze. But if not, there'd be no problem. And he seems no problem even in the chatchila. That's already a jump. So the rabbi, the Balamor seems to say, according to the first lashon that says that as far as nimtzal davachotzit, the criterion is samach versus not samach. So as far as the chatchila is concerned, the criterion would be osayo and not osayo. And the other way around also. According to the second lashon, which says as far as the diyamid is concerned, the criterion is osayo. So as far as the chatchila is concerned, the criterion is samach. The reverse of what I think Shad is in the right.
In addition, the Balamah seems to imply that the Lashon which says Samach, excuse me, is only Samach Baal Sayyom. It's a Mohammed Gashit. You need both. At one point, but how that can fit with the other thing, I'm not sure. It's a little bit unclear in the Balamah. Anything you want to know, you can look over the Sibre Tara. Sibkat and what? One of the long Sibkat there when he discusses this Indian. He had a long piece about the Balamah. Okay, that's just my introduction. Then, in Shulchan Aruch, it says in Sifri Aleph that when do we apply this halacha? When there's no reason to assume that the chatzitza came on earlier or later. We just don't know where it came. It's a mystery. We're perplexed. We don't understand where the chatzitza came from. However, if she had done something with this particular min, after the tzvila, between the tzvila and the tashkara chatzitza, it's quite clear, probably let's say, that the chatzitza came on at that time when she was dealing with this particular min. And therefore we can be makel, provided with the chafifa early. You have chafifa, tzvila, asik for also min, and then the tzias chatzitza, then we makel across the board. If it's not also yom, but also ona, but sama, whatever, that's a din in the Shulchan Aruch. It's based upon a Gemara. Chulin talks about it. This is Chazaka business, etc. Then it says, in his base, Hamed Ba'amurim, B'shak Ba'laguf, on the base of Sturm, in Lo'ina, Bifa. So in this kind of case, we make it on the base of Sturm. He referred you back to what he said in Zimit Kuf Tzadikhet Tziv Chavav, where the same distinction is found. The question is why? If he told us the Rabbana, alright, it's clear, right? We discussed earlier this case of the Rabbana. But if it's a matter of royal the B.S. Naim, if it's in the Raita, so why should he make it? Why should he make it? As a matter of fact, the Shach quotes in the Rokeh, so you're not making. There's no distinction in this regard. Okay. So what are we discussing? What case are we discussing over here? Where there was no Chafifa, there was Asik both of men, and there was a Matthias Chafifa. What about a case where there was no, where there was a Chafifa, but there was no Asik both of men? See, there are four steps. A, B, C, and D. The B and D are kavua, chafifa, excuse he referred you back to what he said in Zimit Kuf Tzadikhet Tziv Chavav, where the same distinction is found. The question is why? If he told us the Rabbana, alright, it's clear, right? We discussed earlier this case of the Rabbana. But if it's a matter of royal the B.S. Naim, if it's in the Raita, so why should he make it? Why should he make it? As a matter of fact, the Shach quotes in the Rokeh, so you're not making. There's no distinction in this regard. Okay. So now what are we discussing? What case are we discussing over here? Where there was no Chafifa, there was Esek both of men, and there was a Matthias Chafifa. What about a case where there was no, where there was a Chafifa, but there was no Esek both of men? See, there are four steps. A, B, C, and D. The B and D are Kavua. Chafifa, Tvila and the Tia Tatit, that's obvious. A and C are either both there, or neither there, or one there. So A is a Chafifa, C is an Asik for also Min. So we had a case, you have both. We have a Chafifa, we have C and not A. You have an Asik for also Min without a Chafifa, then we'll make our base story. What about the other way around? We have A, you have a Chafifa, but you don't have an Esek also Min. Would you also be making my base story? Or not? So I thought the answer was no. We don't find this distinction anywhere. As a base story, the answer should be no. I didn't see the favorites anywhere. I just sip yud, which is the original didn't sound. No one makes a distinction there. The base story, anything else? A Rav once told me he thought that the answer should be yes. Same as the Mekel, by Beis HaSorim, with the Zohar Pifa, and it is Eitz Mosa Min, so sees you Mekel, when there is a Chafifa, and there's no Eitz Mosa Min. And this leads to the story. Because the original, in this case, over here, where there is a Chafifa, where there's no Chafifa, and it's Eitz Mosa Min, with the Mechavar, it's Mekel, the Shachas, Machmir, the major Machlokas, Lalocha. So this Rav equated the two cases. And he had a shayla, and he wanted to know who should be followed, the chav and the shach. So the shayla was, this is a story. The woman went to the mikvah, of course, in order to fry and act and all the complications. And it wasn't in the regular mikvah in the city. It was in the country somewhere. And after the tevila, the woman found on her teeth a big black spot. Out of the front teeth. Big black spot. The shayla is, when did the big black spot get there? It was double. So it's not royal to be as nice. If that black spot got there after the tevila, so then it's okay. Got there before the tevila, then it's not okay. So. What's Allah? That's a big question. If you assume that this is a case of lonis aska ba'otu amin, which is a pashut shah, but it had a chafifa before, according to what I said, there's no question about it. You have to be machmir. Because there's no distinction based on story, but you based on story and anything else. In this case, the chafifa was obviously by day, the tefillah was obviously by night. So therefore, it's bad news. But if one should make this equation, which I haven't seen anyone print to make, between lo chavavav and its aska, and chavavav alone is aska, if one should make that equation, then you have a machlokas the mechaber and the shach. That's if someone came to ask you what's a shayla, the achar maisa, what do you say? Who's right, the mechaber or the shach? I can say anything, right? So if it's undo the mechaber or the shach, this should be no good lechola there. Unless you want to say, maybe you can argue, maybe though, I doubt it. Maybe if you go into the place with the tevila, the place is not so clean, maybe you can say maybe it's like an askim also a min, because the average person doesn't have dirt on the teeth. What's that? If you go into a place with the water was dirty, maybe. If you're going to say that, then it's put the chola there. There was a chafifa. That's stretching it. So the mice, I thought that the pshtak should have been the chumri here because it was mamish makdim, okay, the front teeth. Usually I'm a big maker, somebody in a mockpit, If we've been somewhere in the back somewhere, but you know, the people that have in a big spot, two front teeth, they don't like to walk around like that. So I mean, it's a mockpit. That's the story. Nothing too dramatic. Okay. The Akha Maitre, sure the drama was the Shat Maitre, but whatever the Shabbat stock went, but it's down. Okay. Which reminds me, the next thing we have to talk about, I gave you a bunch of my premise.
because it's relevant to Camp Morasha. Camp Morasha is contemplating the construction of a mikvah. I got some told by members of the one. Do we move off the record so far?
No.
Do you want to move off the record now?
No.
Whatever you want.
No.
Okay. I got two different members of the administration, two totally different concepts. All probably about, a member of his family, a male member of his family, goes to the mikvah and he wants to, you know, that's the one member of the administration was telling me about. Another one was telling me about the problem of the nearest female members of the staff who use the mikvah for Latila the violence. So I didn't say anything. I don't know who spoke to me, I mean, directly. I just heard from two different people. So make sure they don't just meet. I mean, that's like two different mikvahs, not very good. Anyway, but the question is, it was told to me that the camp director had given his approval to the project. It's a matter of working at the details and how it's going to be done. So, how can they go wrong? How can they go wrong? You have a leg. And you're assuming the leg is a kosher mikvah, which we're assuming. The question maybe is really not the vote. How can it be? Maybe it's Oakland, maybe it's this, that, whatever. But assuming that's kosher. Most people assume the leg is a kosher. So, what could go wrong? What do? You take a simple. We miss you. Take a little house somewhere along the lakeside, somewhere, in a deserted area, and you go in. Oh, but that's not what they have in mind, I don't think. I think they have in mind that you don't have to get to go on the rocks and cut your foot in the glass, Khalilah. Rather, there should be what's the mikvah? Some kind of surface which is smooth. No problem at first glance. If you look in the Gemara, you see, in the Rishonim and Achronim, you see it's not at all so simple. I don't want to go over those things now. So in case anyone is insulted about the construction of a mikveh like Tomo, should know how to respond. Right. They want to build it next week. Okay. The Gemara is like this. Amar Rava, Isha lo tam al gabi kliskeret v'titko. You shouldn't go to the mikveh standing on a kliskeret. Tomo Rav kanda lo meh tam al mayim ishim geret mechazol. What is geret mechazol? Rashi says, "V'derech merchatzol leishav agav yitzabol shel adama, adama l'tiferet." Thus, the name of the olam. So, think if you go into a bathtub or some other kind of sauna. I don't know what health club they used to use these chairs. I think there's a chair, or stand. All agav is still done. A pipe, shaper, dummy, kind of board. Yeah. Well, it says, I'm aware of Hanan's being our dog, the time of my Mishum, the boy, so the Nami beast, afraid to fall, she won't do the Tevila proper. So, it's an innocent enough Gemara. Look over. Then, since we'll just finish up, because it's related a little bit to him, the same in here. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Ishul Al Tipa of the Namo, the Porto. Afal Gav the Hashtel Leka. Tell me the Hashtel Leka. What's Leka? The Rashi says, it's the problem of the mud, the teeth, which is so safe, not as no mud. Oh, so now she hasn't found any mud. Amar Vizyon enough. Maybe there was mud on her feet or somewhere. And it fell off as she came out of the mikvah, but when it went to Shas Batis, the Chas Tevila, it was no good. Well, so the story, Abu the Shmuel, Abad the Bante Mikvah, Yomad the Nisim, who mapse the Yomad the Tishrei. What is mapse? Mapping. It's a little, mat, to presumably to protect the feet of his daughters from the mud of the lake or the river. Okay, so right, there's a whole discussion over here about Zochlin, that Nisan, you can't go to the mikveh in the river because it's mostly make shaman. Right. Like the Delaware River now, heard from Adam Godel. The Delaware River now, all the canoes keep bouncing at the bottom because there's no rain. And no rain, so the Delaware went very, very much, went down a lot.
where there's a lot of rain, then usually the river is high. It's flushing with the season. So in certain seasons, it's mostly water from rain. In that case, it's no good because it's open. Doesn't measure the lake before the lake, they say it's not shield at all, it's not noticeable, or it's not losing the rain. Post my makeup by lake. Okay. Fine. Incidentally, Rashi wants a wall sheikah. The hole that it's no good, it needs mayim chayim for a dog. It doesn't mean it's selfish. Mayim chayim means water which is from a roof. Spring, as opposed to make shaman, the Khalif Bashborah. Rashi, that's wrong. You can't say it's against the Tosefta. So how do you, what do they do? And what's the answer? Back to the first year. Some folks want to say this is the Baal and the Taurus. The Baal is okay, the Taurus is no good. I'm going to make an answer to that point again. Alright, this is the Gemara. So, the Tosefta says, Lotipa Bunamo. So Rashi quotes from Rashi. That's the question of the tip, the mud. The rock was different shot. That because if people are around, she's afraid to do a proper tefillah for Shiboshim and they are on the Tuyan shot. The second reason. And what does Mafti mean? It means curtains. The curtains. Different interpretations of what's happening over here. Okay. Now let's see the Shulchan Aruch, what common base of this Gemara. You won't recognize it. Let's take a look. Do you see the Sif in the Shulchan Aruch? First you find here in Lamed Aleph. Ain't told them the Kev? Ain't told them the Kev. That's quite obvious. The Ficha. In Hoya's piece, the Mokum Shetovelas, Lo Tamar Al Gabi Kliyesh, of the Tabu of Tumma, the Gaba, the Lo Al Gabi Nistorma, Shiruyan, the Medrisa, the Lo Al Gabi Shum Kliya, Ruyan, the Medrisa, the Tidbo, Shum Xeris, Mamatso, Shul Kalim, and Avra, the Tavla, Lo Alta, Lo Tvila, Ava Nosenity, Havila, is Loro, Sakas Ragler, the Atid, the Chen Al Tamar Al Gabi Kliyesh, Lo Al Gabi Bakas, the Tidbo, Apa Pish Ankli Jersey Tama Migabal, the Royal Medris, Shash Kapamahu Shemat, Tifkaz Lotipo, Lotipo Karoy, Ora Vatavla Al Gabi Elu, is also Lot Vila. This is only the Chatkila they could do. So he calls both Chatin, one with the Yevet and one with the Chatkila. If there is Mechatzos, even with the Yevet. If there is Shemetipo, it's only a Lechatkila. Only the Chatkila. So, okay, this is what it says in here in the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore the Maase said, "Lefid that mikvah sheyesh bo shlivos, which means set shalei, in tavla gabei shlivos, afilu mem mechubar mechalsei hamikvah lo alta latvila, kipshute kliyetein." And we'll see soon what that means. The Tzorach Lassim is called a Madrega Shalavonim. The Pia Madrega Rechobim Dal Mokam Anach Masaregel. Today she yiv a shir Mokam Nabal Tipka Lipol Mimena. You should be afraid to fall. What do you mean Dal? Dal Tzvokim by Dal Tzvok. Not that much, Dal Tzvok. That's just a shir. But for a regular step, obviously it's not that big. The minigiv in most mitzvot in the city, that is a very large last step. You may have noticed that. I mean, if you go into the regular mikvah, there are Hashem Kippur. You may have noticed that? Go down steps. And the last step is very big. Before you go into the... It's so big that you can even make a mistake and think you're in the mikvah. You hit the bottom. Very big. And then there's another... The main part of the body of the mikvah is... It'll be even bigger. Now it's a problem. So you go on 3-4 steps. Each one is narrow. There's a big step. And then there's the main, there's the floor. Why? So the answer is like this.
women have different heights. And you have to have, the difference should be pretty high, to be a certain height, because it's told to be a certain height, as the case may be. And therefore you have to make it pretty high, because some women are tall, has to be a certain height. The reason for that is you should be able to bend down and do tzvila without having the problems of too much bending, which we spoke about in the previous system. Problem is, tall enough for a woman who's 6 feet, a woman who's 5 feet, will be scared to go in. She might be a little bit too deep for her. Yeah? So what they do is, they make a big step. So the very short woman who's afraid to go into the water, she can stay on the big step and do tefillah there. That's minik and that's all the mikvot. If at all possible, they do that. That's the reason.
A doozy?
No, it's not a big drop. Is it a big drop? Yeah. That's the reason, because the gap between the 5 foot woman and the 6 foot woman is a foot. They have to have a foot. Maybe. I never paid attention to that, frankly. But if that's the reason, then that must be the reason. Okay. Now let's see how the Bali HaShulchan analyzes these halachos. So from the beginning, Reish Kav Zayin. Ein Tov L'Mekelev. Akhlam Zivri HaSif Azeh Akhlam HaKasor. Hu Sheh Atzvila Tzvich Olidas B'mayim Sheh B'Karkel, B'mayim Sheh B'Kli. Atzvila Sheh B'Kli Tzulam En HaTov. Zifah Gozim HaKhamah Sheh Isha HaTovelet Tzolkano Agav HaKli, Tzolk HaMik. Sheh Natlo Tzolk HaKha, Hashem Yidana Be'ineha, Sheh Muter Tzolk HaKhamah Sheh B'mayim Sheh B'Kli. Sheh Yom Mahma Yim B'Diyev. But it's only by a Kli Sheh Rola Kabel Tumah. Not Rola Kabel Tumah, they never made this like Zera, and if it's Eno Dera Kabbalah Tumah, they also never made it Zera. They never made it Zera. There's another problem of Pachat, that's a Zera L'Chatzkil. We already gave away the introduction. Good? Now, Reish Lamed Aleph. This is important. This is Lamais as far as taking a mix. Okay. So, you can't use boards, which are royal measures. Here's the Kaimalan, Shibshute Kliyat, Ein Mekabel Tuma. But, if it's Yuchel the Medrit, Mekabel Tuma's Medrit. You know, I'm seeing all the familiar with the basic problem here. A Medrit is only the Yuchel the Kab. A Tuma's Medrit, because it can happen anything. Tuma's Medrit is only the Yuchel the Kab. But not if you say, what's that from an expression? Amol the Nas the Malach Tainer. Get up! We want to use it for baseball bat. It's not a Medrit. So therefore, there was not even a Kabbalah, not a Yukalah. Okay. So the Kabbalah says, if the Sama Rui and the Medris, and therefore, Yukalah the Medris, then it's no good. It's no good. But, he explains in Reish Lamed Beis, that's only if it's used ordinarily with Talosh, then it's called a Kli. Okay? Or if it was at one point, was used as a Kli with Talosh. But then it's not. So it's not Paka, and it goes to the bottom of the mikvah. But it was made originally for medris. What kind of medris? To be nikvah of the mikvah was made for that reason. It was made by the lumber in the lumber yard. The dafka to be used in the bottom of the mikvah as a, which is mekubar, etc. Then it's not mekabel tumah because it's kavu of opinion. We know that a house is not mekabel tumah. I'm talking about tumah's karah. I'm talking about tumah's kalim. Because Mechubar and a Kli are the title of his Hashem. That was considered Mechubar and not called a Kli. That's a robot for Adam's sake. A robot for Adam's sake. Others say don't even need nails. Enough that it's Kavu in the bottom of the mikvah. But there are Mechpakvikim in there. There are those who deny this. And if there's those who deny it, they stay over here, that whenever you make a new mikvah, or you want to fix up a new mikvah, you're too deep, you want to make it... put in a board so it shouldn't be so deep. So what do you use better? You make steps made from stone. I assume it's smoothed out. Because that's certainly not the Kabbalah Tumah. But if you're ready to use wood, you shouldn't take them out because there's a lot of Tzvila Shetubah. That's a good question I'm asking. So why do you, how do you have a mikvah? I mean, if it's possible, Mavish, they'll bring it to them. But it's kosher the day after, you're right to make it better? I want an answer, it depends what you're doing. This is the only question of lads, perhaps it could be makil, to fix up what I called the kishkit in the mikvah, the inside of the mikvah, don't have the seeds. If you would today have a bar shuk, I'm going to put it in the bar's rear. Who knows the difference?
Only the Rabbanim who look underneath. But the average person coming to the mikvah is not going to know the difference. He doesn't know what it's for, Only over here where it's obvious, taking out the wood and putting in stone, so maybe that would be a problem. But the truth is you can do it nowadays. If you're remodeling, don't make it a halakhic improvement. Remodeling, marble, marble floors, like a... Why not? Start thinking away with it, so then it won't be any hot sauce lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Good. This is what he says over here. So for this reason, you can't get a chair and put it into the mikvah. So a woman is prepared with water, take a chair, put it in the chair. Can't do it. But this reminds me of I read it out in Yerushalayim. This time down in Yerushalayim, a very worthy project. A mikvah for handicapped women. The raising funds in America. I don't know if you saw it there. I think about Kowalski, formerly of Hookford. I didn't see exactly the plan. It was based on the idea of a hydraulic lift. It was very often the women do it, they can't go down steps. They can't take steps. So it's some kind of a hydraulic lift, and I was told some kind of chair, it's going to go mikvah in a chair. It could be, I don't know exactly what happened, but maybe the pshat was, it was not the yucha l'kah to be mechubar, mechubar to the lip, which is mechubar to the karka. If it's not the yucha l'kah, then it's not mekabel tumah, according to most posters. It's even the mefakpikim. Mefakpikim are for normal situations. The shat l'kah, we're not talking about the mefakpikim. So maybe that's what's going on, to the mechubar. Or the chatzit. The chair. I don't know about chatzit to be a problem, unless you have a problem with Maya Makdimin. We'll get to that soon. I don't know. I worked it out. I don't know. There's some kind of, I don't know the process. One of those was a hydraulic lift, some kind of special, I don't know exactly the details. Maybe the chair was porous. It was maybe it was made from plastic, from fiberglass, and maybe they made it with holes so the water would get in. Maybe we'd get it shoot the chairs. May have had a back. I don't know what they did exactly. I'd like to find out. I don't know for front. I'm telling you that there was a lot of work trying to be mad to this problem of which is speaking about Iteration on the dollar. Okay, that's the Indian of Kliya Mekabelton. As far as that's concerned, for the Biurim has a few things to say. Number one, here's just a shadow. So she jumps up. There's a Kliya Mekabelton on the bottom, and she jumps off it. She's saying, now, let me not grab the Kliya. I'm floating in the air. I'm not touching anything. Maybe it should be good. Maybe it's only us that says she's no gas for click. She's no gas for click. Right? He wants to say that it's no good. It brings a riot. So it's pretty cool, Dal Gemara. Yom of the Nisan and Yom of the Tishrei, and he says the Rashi says Pshat of the Mappets. So the Rashi says it's against what we said earlier, the Mechaber. The Mechaber ain't told that Gabi Kli and the Kabel Tumah. So he wants to say that the Mappets said two don't go together. The idea of Mappets, right? So he says no, but maybe she jumped off the Mappets. So apparently it wouldn't help. She jumped off the Mappets. Then he wants to say, right there, that the Mishnah Mikvot, Mayan Shavir Al-Gabe Safso. So you shouldn't be told Al-Gabe Safso. The Rav explained, because it's the Kabbal Tumas Medes. There, it's talking about Tumas Kalim, Lo Yatvil. Kalim is not going to touch the bench. So right from here, that it's no good even if it doesn't touch. That's what he suggests. He says, if a davar she'ena makabel tuma, al gabe davar makabel tuma, then he thinks it would be okay. That's very relevant. Let's say you want to make a mikveh from boards. Halacha l'maaseh, you want to make a mikveh in a lake. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. You make it in a lake. And in the lake, I would imagine the cheapest way to make a mikveh is going to be enclosed. Enclosed in the sense that it's, you can step on it. Right, it won't be, of course, there'll be no wall, you understand. It's going to be, right in the middle of the lake. Not in the middle, right in the middle, it'll be the lake, the water's going to go on all sides. To make walls over here. It's a matter of a floor, so I shouldn't have to go into the rough surface or muddy surface. It's a lot better. Avoid the mud and avoid the danger and avoid the, you get them too deep or they're too shallow, whatever. Yeah? Excuse me. So, the problem is with wood, even if you're going to make it with nails and attached to the ground somehow, the problem's going to be what? Call it the fakbekin. No good. You have to have stone. I don't think they can't build a marble floor mix. I don't think we're holding that much rate. So, after all, it's a not-profit camp here. So, this is a solution. If you would make it from wood, which is probably the cheapest way to make it, right? You need holes in the wood. Slats of wood. You start with a chubal car. So, make sure it's okay then. Then put something in between, which is not a kabel tum. What would that be? What's it? Cheap? Water-resistant surface, which is smooth, which is not a kabel tum. Fiberglass. Nothing is pasha in this world, but what I would do is take the fiberglass, then I would attach the I don't know if it's gonna work. I was thinking something. I'm sure if I can have both coolers. I was gonna say, attach the fiberglass to the wood. Now I'm eager then, it's not makabel tuma no matter what, because it's mechubah. But I'm wondering, since once it's attached to the wood, maybe this cooler doesn't exist and it's all one big surface. If it's not attached to the wood, then it came chalila makabel tuma and you really blew it. So I don't know how to get out of it. It's like a problem with tzvara not makabel. What is anything in the world which is tzvara not makabel tuma? What? Avonim. What? Yeah, but what do we have in the world like that? Nothing. So this eight, I'm serious, Lamaisa, give me an eight. Question may come up, Lahalokhi. What could I suggest as a definitely not Makaba Tuma service intervene between the wood flat and the base of Tzvila? Got an idea? What? Is any stone, name it here, which is relatively inexpensive. Marble, cost a little money. So what else, what is there? Think about it, let me know. What? Last thing of the shadows, how we discussed, we learned the shadow of summon, if you recall. It's glass is made from oil, is made from the ground, whatever. I don't know, I gotta think about some kind of a eighth of it is. Shouldn't have any the fact that came on the conscience of the victim. Okay. Now, the next Shiloh here, he talks to the rogue post, well, not the fact that came. And then make by the storm, which is not so the cause of the mikvah, the mind, oh my kamayim. That's okay. And the three reasons why it's not the kabbal tumma. One, because originally it's made, I'll die to call the mikvah. What does that mean? That means you have to go to the lumber yard. That's what it means. We have a lumber yard. What do you mean made? So we got a tree? Stuff from a tree? What do you mean? Because the me'achad ikas yosef et tikkun and ha'yadat to call them a mikvah. Diyas lam tash v'shim ha'kark. So the tenen ha'kark and ha'shuv and kamosa in the kam tumma. What's the mission of Caleb? When he took it off the tree, it wasn't clear at all. From what point on was they hitting the book of the Zuma to put on the bottom of the mikvah? Right. Well, let's say you have a big board and you cut it into small slats. I don't know. I was thinking of a different board. Aren't all these boards made to be mechubah l'karka? Hey, but 2x4. What do you use a 2x4? All these are used in the house. No? I mean, 90% of what do you use these boards for? Grass. Don't have a candy with a little bit of a zoom in. to make it for a mitzvah. Hidden in Milkan Mizuman in Jones' lumberyard, to sell 2x4s, but 90% are used for it for house improvements or something like that. Building houses. That should be good enough. That's out. Bait. Shanasara Malala Ain and Akshav Kim Yukhan the Madras. Alaika Yukud and the Shamash Kichelik when I binyan. Kimo Tikwat Vibes. Shugam Ritz Basaliya Shana Mitam Madras. That's unbelievable story. If not, don't consider it to be the floor of the mikvah. Consider it to be the ceiling of the area beneath the mikvah. Like you have a ceiling. I just feel it's the floor for the attic. That's what he says. Okay.
He points out,
this only help. You know, they used to go to the mikvah in a well. In a certain place. They were afraid to drown 50 feet into the deep. They put a bore at the 6 foot mall. So that is really serving a purpose. It's really a ceiling for the 44 feet depth of water. But the only doing is to prevent to get away from the tin, he points out the parentheses. Only to get away from the dirt at the bottom, then the Svara Taka would not apply. Bingo. So let's say a camp and a lake, it would not apply. Gimel. Ah, Mashinash of Fagalasi Batalo, Shikfayodala Taras Kabalatuma, Kal Shikvoba Kaga, Gabana, Agaba, Paka Shane, Cleany Meta. So therefore too, Kemish and Kavua Bakaka, Makam Olam Amayim, Yal Gabav, Kudof Amayim, Havle Kikvo, Bon Olav, Shamayim Gamken, Kikaraka Chashuvim.
Wow.
Upok Hashem Kli Minei. Afilo Hanyol Olav Kvok Thomas Kabbalah Sum. That's the third. Seems to me that the first reason is the best. No. Second reason might not apply in this kind of case, our kind of case. The third reason is a little bit Mechudish. He wants to suggest another reason. Says like this. Another reason. I feel name of that of the carbon tumor. Lo nebak there tvila al gabi kera al bekliya omen bitzara mikva. Lo hushku mayam shabro le mea mikva al gabi de nekev shabitzida. Only on the side, there's a hashaka. Or bekli shamei mayan over mal gabi. That was about a tafsko, etc. Avo, kliya omen bitzara mikva atva. Who book up in the mikvah because that lo nearly in she can talk about the kli. She na mayim is yachsam la kli ala mikvah atzma. Le avo lito sal hashe tfilu be kli shalom be mikvah. So some possible say this. Af lefiz ha'ika dina shal ha'shulchan aruch na'ami lesa. Shal lefiz af ha'kli ha'tola shamuna for mikvah lesa from there to have a toss. Kem ha'shul book up mayim because that and we pass up ha'shulchan aruch. The kama kam sniff mi ha'avi la'ashir ha'nasar ma'na'al b'tir ba'tayim shenizbaru. Liyev. He says, you should give me Megal, the Ikaradim, where the Hadek Shabon and Mikvah, Amatak and also Lassan and Madrega Shalavonim, as we said. Yeah, he says, you make it from the Sarim, you should take the plaques you can't stand on, then sandpaper it off, make a shinoi, then it's okay. I don't know if that's necessary in the case of where the boards are made to be used in the Mechuba. Not necessarily do this trip. Or suggest another way, use very thin boards. So it's not considered a royalty to put them all together again. Okay, as the case may be. This takes care of the Xera of Cleveland the Cabalton. What about the Xera of she's afraid? Being afraid. That's found a little bit later on in the Shulchan Aruch. And we say it's only lach makom the chatkila, but this is not a Xera. This is not the Diyad, as we said earlier. But here, we speak about the steps. How they make steps. So we point that out because that was very common in Europe. They all had steps going down to the well or to the whatever they used to use. Steps. So what's it in? So he says, what happened? It's just some of the big one, page Sam of Zion. Sulam Shalait, there's a whole Shatukha Loretta to Tokamayan. Vitablam Shiomeret al Shliba Mishliba Sasulam. So the Chavis said it's no good. The sumah is the kabel tumah. Ah, the paskim should get another kabel tumah. You have to answer. It's medrash. It's medrash. Sumah is medrash. The kabel tumah is medrash. And he said, even if it's mechuba l'kasei hamikvah, why? Again, we just said until now. The Reish Lamentesi says, the Kevin Shehoi Allah Fah Torah Sli B'Tolosh Lo Nid Batna Yemena Yedek Kibur B'Karka Bu Adayin B'Kabal Tumah. That's what the Gaon says. So, serious problem. Serious problem. That's what he said. He points out, if it's made for the purpose of the Adat Kovot and Kofi HaMikvah, then it's Mut HaMikvah Adin, except the Mephat Pekim, so therefore we go to the Chatzkila to make it out of stone. Yeah.
Is that
No, only just standing on it. I don't think so. If it's going to make your own Zayah, then maybe it'll stand on it.
No, but it's not called
I don't think so. No. Yeah, it doesn't serve any function at all. It serves a function to go to find down. The water's there without it. It's going to no. Okay. The point out in the urine that the Gaon's reason that the matter is not so posh. It says Torah's Ponim, quoted by the Ophan of Toysim and Ophan of Laman Alp, that the Sulam is not a Kabbal Tum. I, why is it Medris? The Toysim just says, Ain't off the Elolalus for Loretta's role, the Fosh has come with the Medris. That's a big Kiddush, I don't understand it. But the Mai says, what can you do? It's an Ophan of Torah's Ponim. Quoted by the Vilna Gaon in all places, Hilchas, Sukkah, where the Shavanot talks about this, remember that? The famous Mechaber. It was the ladder on top of the skah, or this skah, the old skah, it was a desh. Yeah. So, that's what he suggests. According to that, so what's the problem here? It's not the Kabbal Tumas Medras. The problem. Says, no, we're talking about a case where the ladder is not only made to go up and down, it's made to stand on it, the Shat of Sias Malo. Like when he's painting on near his roof. So then, all right, so some ladders are made for that kind of purpose. I don't think we can distinguish the fact that it's a ladder made to stand on, I mean just to climb on. He quotes a different sheet and it's retarded to realize this Vilna Gaon distinction. Right? Tyson's distinction. He gave his own distinction. He said, he quotes the Rashba, depending on if the rungs, right? We call the rungs. How are they put into the side of the ladder? He says, the Chuvas are a Rashba. The Alden and the Mechaber, who was Machmir, is referring to a ladder, quote, Sheirei Chosem, the Kuvim, Vashlivas, the Kuvim, Vaosem, and the Kuvim. It's Kliyeh, Sheyesh, Lo, Beit, Kibul. What do you mean, Beit, Kibul? There's a hole. So there's a hole, ladder's a hole. I, Beit, Kibul, onto the Malin. So the Machloikas had a pass in that kind of shadow. So the Rashi was a Kuvim. So he said that if that's the case, the Mechaber lost the Dantam Beduyah. Because he said, the Pshut de Kliyetem, it's not true. That Mekabal Tumah goes, it's Mekabal Kliyetem. So that's a little bit difficult. But if you look at the actual Rashba, he points out clearly that the Gaon is right. That it's the Tumas Medras. So the Sidra is wrong in the Mechaber. And the Varaya, the Lashon of the Mechaber is against it, as he himself conceived. What am I telling all this for? The Kamako, first wide line, the Dina Gandariyas Ritara Tokin, that is a problem based of Sulam Asli, Kliyeta Hamakabel, and even though it's Asli the Malas, maybe it's still the Kamal Tumah. That's a problem. Then if the only way to get out of this problem is to make the hole through and through. In other words, if you all like to watch this, this could be the mice here. So I'm thinking, a ladder, yeah, I don't know. So yeah, you have to go ladder, and you want to stick the rungs in, you make the hole in the side through and through. Then it's not also up to the keyboard at all, because the wall has nothing which would stand it. That would be the best way to get out of this problem, if it would ever be the mice. Okay, let's take care of this point. Now, in Sif Lamed Bay, we have the next in the Gemara, where it says, Silom, Shalait, a kavua, a karkas, a tefila, in ein lo levaz vaz, that means a lid, right? What do you call it? Thing on the side. Lid, is that the right word? What? Rim. Okay. Things picking up. So then there's no base kibul. Mutera is not a little bit low. No problem. Now, the reasons was called pshute kliyeh, and the not mekabel tumo. Presumably here, it's not nesiyake lemedis. Okay. He has a kasha that what happens to the din of she's big enough to shouldn't be afraid to fall. Any dal tov, we passed it earlier. The average pipe is not dal in tochim. So he said to look at the biur. Then he saw about a case of what was kavua b'karka. Kavua b'karka. Haman b'karka. Let's see. So here in the biurim, it's like this. First of all, he points out tefillah shel eitz. What's the implication? If it's made from metal, shomatis, it's us. The question is, why? So for kubal the kar, it should be considered butl gabi kar. So for shulban is a kash. And there we have the kash of eitzah. Why if you ain't on the vaz vaz, you don't have the base kibble, it's not the kubal kabal tumah, if it's kubal the kar. He quotes a Mishnah Achrona, in the Kvot. He says that only pshut the kelim hanas in the shamash in a kar kar tahor. But if base kibble is not, then the second kasha is no kasha. Abdi Nezer says it's wrong. I'm not an expert in two of the time. I also the Pashim Shabbos against the Mishnah Prom. No? I mean, the love is against the Mishnah Prom. If it's a Mechubash, then it's can Kli. And that's Gemina, if it's a Kabbalah or a Pashim, it's a difference. It's not a Kli. That's what I would always thought. I'm not a Bokhi, you know. He says, maybe the Mechabah means, that Pshut the Kliye, the end of the Kabbalah, to the Mishuminyin, even if lo nas a Mitzchil Adal, to Chabah Mekarka. That's what he's saying. Whereas sealing a matzis or mekabel would require not to look out. That's what he suggests. Pretty good text. I don't have any other text. Then he says, an unbelievable abdinez, unreal. See the first wide line here, page Samachet. Tina shenata al-da'at v'kova v'karka tor is davka im tashmisha u'gamki on the tzorech ha-karka. Unbelievable chidush. Oh, I don't know, against the lumbus which I was always taught. Has not only be hadat l'kova, but also the tzorach hakar, like a pipe put in the roof, so that the rainwater shouldn't capsize the roof. So then, right, it's the chumra, right, now it's the hakar. But if the pipe is just for some other purpose, then it's much more detailed with the chatzil. Reish tam avav, I think we have a frog. There that way, I'll just say if you mock me. And he said it's too cold or too hot, and she's in a rush, whatever, the problem. I don't know about it. I mean, obviously the chatzilah, you don't want to go to mikvah too cold or too hot about frogs. No one wants to be in cold, no one wants to be in hot, no one wants to be in frogs. But of course, if they ask me, when I make a mikvah, should I put frogs in? Should I make it too cold or should I make it too hot? The answer is going to be no. If the mikvah is that way, the patient shouldn't be going to mikvah that way. He already was making the Shem's Chag, but he could have ever done it. I'm saying, yeah, let's have to come on to that. Frog, sure. No joke. He quotes over here, the Dibri Malkiel, if the water is too deep, he wants to finish, she shouldn't go into deep water, she can go into shallow water. I think it's obvious. She's afraid she goes to go into the shallow water. But this is no other choice. You go into deep water, and just make sure that she does a good job. Swim, or dive, whatever. So, he talks here about the possibility, if you could, mamish, no choice,